Welcome back to another episode of the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Rice. This is the show about transforming your health, your body, and your life. And before I get to today's episode, which is five ways to stay motivated, especially when you're not seeing results, I want to talk about our sponsor for the show, who is Natural Stack Supplements. In celebration of our partnership, you, the Legendary Life listeners, will receive a 30% discount at Natural Stack Supplements if you use my name, TEDRYCE, in all capital letters with no space. It's just one word, Ted Rice, in all capital letters, at checkout. You'll receive 30% off. Really important, something I haven't mentioned before, is you can only use it one time. So it's not you can go buy a couple things, try them out, and say, you know what, that was pretty good, I want to get some more. It's only usable for one time, so keep that in mind. And with that said, let's get to the interview for the topic today, which is five ways to stay motivated, especially when you're not seeing results. And if you're a person who has trouble staying on track because you don't get that instant gratification from all your hard work, this episode is for you. I've heard it time and time again. Ted, I'm doing everything right. I'm exercising several times a week. I'm doing the strength training. I'm doing the aerobic exercise. I'm watching what I eat. I'm going to bed earlier, but I'm still not seeing results and I'm starting to lose motivation. Please help. Now, that's not an actual question that I got, but that is what I hear from people all the time. In fact, some of the people who've joined the CEO Strength Coaching Group, which is now shut down until December. So if you didn't get a chance to get in, no worries. It will be open in December. But some of the people have exactly that as their issue. And this is not going to be a tactical approach to what you need to change to get results, because I feel like I cover that all the time. Today, I want to talk about how to stay motivated, because we all need this. We all, if we're putting in the time, putting in the work, yet we're not seeing results for it, it can be so frustrating. So here's what I want you to do. Number one, focus on the action, not the outcome. What do I mean by that? Too many people say, I want to lose 40 pounds by the end of the year. I want to do a one-arm pull-up in 3 months. I want to, you know, all these goals that are outcome goals. Those are end result goals. I want to weigh a certain amount. I want to lift a certain amount of weight. And those ideas are good to have in mind. In fact, I've had one before I got my three herniated discs in my neck in the car accident that I was in 2014. I wanted to deadlift 500 pounds and I was on my way to doing that. But the issue is, for the people who get emotionally attached to the outcome, meaning they weigh themselves every week. Oh, there's not a change. In fact, I've gained a pound, which someone told me recently who just joined CEO Strength. Oh man, I've been working out. I had a couple of cheat days over the weekend, but man, I gained a pound. What's going on? You got to focus on the action, not the outcome. You've got to trust in the process. And what do I mean by that? Have process goals. Well, what is a process goal? Now, I've covered this before. Last year, I think, when we were talking about goal setting, but to revisit the idea, a process goal is saying, I'm going to work out 6 times a week. I'm going to do upper body twice a week, lower body twice a week. Then I'm going to hit 2 aerobic sessions, whether that's a long walk on the treadmill or outside or on the bike, inside or outside, on the elliptical, etc. That's a process goal versus, oh, I want to lose 1 pound every week. Now, think about this, right? Let's say you wanted to lose 1 pound a week, but The first week, you didn't see a change. The second week, you didn't see a change. The third week, you gained a pound. That may crush your motivation. But if you say, you know what? I'm going to commit to a process goal. I'm going to show up. I'm going to work out 6 times a week, the workout that I just said, and I'm going to keep doing that because I trust that process. I trust that if I do the right things, if I do them consistently, I will get the results that I want. Okay, so be committed to the action, not the outcome. It's good to have outcome goals, but the thing is, you can't really guarantee that you'll lose a pound a week. You can't guarantee that you'll lose 40 pounds by the end of the year. I mean, you could, you know, chop off your arm. That'll take off 20 pounds, right? Or 15 pounds. You could starve yourself to just stop eating for an entire week. That'll get you results. But we're not talking about nonsense like that. We're talking about real, sustainable habits that will keep you going healthy and fit for the long term. And if you're not on board with that idea, then stop listening to this podcast. If you want to lose 7 pounds in 7 days, stop listening to this podcast because you'll never be happy. This is not for you. Go find someone who wants to market to you and sell you the imaginary goals that will never happen. I'm so sick of that in the fitness industry. And I'm even more sick of how so many people fall for that simply because they're not committed to long-term results. Now, don't get me wrong. I work with people who have an 8-week goal. That's okay. But their goal is to get in the best shape they can in 8 weeks. It's not, well, I got to lose 20 pounds in 8 weeks. And if that doesn't happen, then I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to be so upset. No, commit to the action, not the outcome. Okay. And the second one, I want to spend a long time on that because it's so important. But the second way to stay motivated is to keep learning and keep refining. You may be working very hard, but you may not be doing the right thing. For example, if you wanted to make $1 million in a year and you thought, well, I'm just going to work really hard. I'm going to dig ditches for $10 an hour. I'm going to get a second job at CVS for minimum wage. You're never going to get there. You're never going to get there. You have to work smart. And by learning and refining what you're doing, you're going to be able to tweak that process that you're already a part of, right? Because you may be working really hard and working on the process really hard, but there's some tweaks that need to be made. There's some refinements that need to be made. And that's why I do this podcast in part, to help you learn what you need to do, to help you refine what you're already doing. And then the third thing is play the long game. So this is an unsexy, unwelcome message in our society, in this society where we think that people are overnight successes. We look at a Facebook and say, well, I just want to build a startup and have it be $1 billion. I want to be a unicorn. That doesn't happen for most of us. People don't get in shape in 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. And what I talked about before is, I want to give this example because I was reading Men's Health, because not only are there some kind of useful tidbits in Men's Health, but what I really read it for is to understand the marketing, to understand how I can communicate better, to see where the mindset and mentality of most people are. And I'll tell you, it's not focused on the long game. It's how can I build muscle as fast as possible? And there's nothing wrong with wanting satisfaction quickly or wanting results quickly. That's a good thing. That means you're ambitious. That means you're striving for more. But the reality is you got to play the long game. You got to play the long game. And when personal training clients come to me and ask me how long it's going to take to change their body, you know what I tell them? It ain't 30 days, it's not 60 days, and it's not even 90 days. I say it's a minimum of 6 months to 12 months, And with the caveat, or maybe that's not the right word, but with the requirement that they're doing things consistently. Like they're working out all 50 out of 52 weeks every year. Okay? Play the long game. Whether that's in your business, whether that's with your body, play the long game. It's okay to have some short-term goals, but play the long game. Do you want to be in shape for 6 months, or do you want to be in shape for 6 years or the rest of your life, right? I don't know about you, but I want to be in shape. I'm 39. I want to be in shape when I'm 99, all right? That's my goal. And so I do get results and I do want results, but I play the long game. And whenever someone comes to me, I try to emphasize this point, play the long game. Be committed to the process, keep learning, keep refining, play the long game. And if you want to change your body, say, you know what, I'm going to change my body in a year. And don't worry about whether you're losing weight or gaining weight or getting stronger. Your pecs don't feel full, you know, how some guys get sometimes. Be committed to the long game and eventually you will get what you want. 4 is surround yourself with support. One of the most important things is to understand it, that you're not that unique and special of a snowflake. I'm not, you're not, nobody is. In fact, there's many people who are on the same path as you. And you know what? That's a good thing because you can meet those people. You can connect with those people. With the CEO Strength Group, we have a Facebook group, right? And I'll tell you, most Facebook groups, it's like people post in there and nobody posts back. Nobody likes it. Although you can see like who's seen the post if you're in a Facebook group. But this Facebook group, it's amazing how many people are coming out, sharing their wins, sharing their struggles, sharing what they're doing. And I want to give a shout out to Teddy P, who is just killing it. He's only been in the program for a short time. He just joined to the recent group, but he's sharing his meal prep. He's sharing his recipes. He's sharing his inspiration, his motivation. He's sharing when he works out and people respond to that. I also want to give a shout out to Lisa, who is sharing her struggles and her wins because, you know, she had trouble staying on track during vacation and spending time with family and having time off from work, and she's been crushing it. She's doing so well. I want to give a shout out to Wesley. I don't even know if Wesley listened to the podcast, but because he joined the group from somewhere else, but he's been so committed to his workouts that he was doing body weight squat, not squats, but dips and some other things were hard for him when he first started, and now he's just crushing it. He's lifting, he's deadlifting more than his body weight. He has just come so far. He's getting results every week, and it's because he trusted in the process, trusted in me. So surround yourself with people who are on the journey, because I'll tell you what, you and I, we probably don't have a lot in common with exercise. I don't have to stay motivated to exercise. Right? I'm already internally motivated. I don't need to be motivated to eat well. I don't need to be motivated to go to bed at a normal time. I have this area of my life pretty handled. So you want to connect with people who are on the same journey as you and make sure you find that group of people, whether it's in person or online. And again, you can't join CEO Strength right now. And I think we're going to even change the name of the coaching group to just Legendary Life Fitness Coaching, something like that, because I think there's only one or two executives in it. But surround yourself with people, okay, who are on the same journey, who can share what they're doing. Oh, a beautiful thing that happened. Lisa, another shout out to her. She has 4 kids. She's a busy career. She's got a great career going and she handles her business. And now she's even exercising and taking care of herself, just crushing it all around. Someone else had a problem they have a couple of kids and they feel completely overwhelmed with everything going on. And Lisa shared how she stays on top of her game in all the different areas of her life. Now, that is awesome because people can help you. And by the way, I do the same thing. I talk to people who are growing their online business and I learn from them. They're on the same journey as I am, although they may not be doing the same thing. So surround yourself with people who can support you, with people who can offer guidance, assistance, solutions to your problems. It's so beautiful to see that, to be part of a group and to see that. And lastly, five is hire a coach. Don't mess around. Are you spending too much time on the internet learning about health and fitness? And I did say, keep learning and keep refining because I do believe you should be educated. But another way to get a world-class education is to hire a coach. I'll tell you a secret, although it's not really a secret. My online fitness coaching, it wasn't my idea. I had a coach, a business coach who said, here's what you need to do. You need to create a coaching group. You need to do this. You need to structure it like this. You need to give them this. And boom, I had a structure to follow. Just like you, you may be running around doing various exercises. No structure to what you're doing. I was doing that with this podcast, with this business, and I hired a coach. And it changed everything for me. So this is not something I just preach and don't do in my personal life. This is what I do, and I'm sharing it with you. Get a world-class education by hiring a coach or joining a group. Again, CEO Strength is closed until December. However, I'm still available for one-on-one coaching if that's something that you're interested in. And by the way, CEO Strength may not even be right for you because if you can do muscle ups and 3 sets of 15 pull-ups and all that, you're going to make me work a lot more than what I should be doing to give you a workout that's appropriate for you. So if you're in a special situation, you need to hire someone one-on-one for that, all right? So hire a coach. Don't mess around. I didn't mess around in my business, and it's paying off for me. I want things to pay off for you. Hire a coach, join a coaching group, get someone to get you clear on what you need to do and the things that you need to change to what you're already doing. If you do that, you're going to get results. It isn't magic. It isn't voodoo. It's simply knowing what the right things to do are, then doing them consistently. That's what I want to leave you with. Make sure you go and check out the discount for Natural Stacks using my name, Ted Rice, TEDRYCE, all capital letters at the checkout. And I want you to think about what I said. Focus on the action, not the outcome. Keep learning and refining. Play the long game, surround yourself with support, and hire a coach if you really need to get an area of your life handled. That's what I want to leave you with. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk soon.